My granddaughter has just Saturday found out that she's got COVID. And so, I don't know, what is she, 12 years old? So, Lord, I speak to Delaney's body and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, I just in advance thank you for her healing in Jesus' name. Okay.
Okay. The first one is if we can continue to pray for Sandra Stillman. And that's all the details that I can give.
Okay.
And then pray for Rob and Nicole, who are traveling. Pray for Ed Brown. And pray for Bailey. Not too many details, but that's okay because okay. God knows.
That's right. So, Lord, we just lift up Sandra Stillman, Lord. You know the situation. And, Lord, that whatever she needs, Father, we just come against the enemy's plans to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, we just ask that you would give her strength, give her peace through whatever she's walking through, Lord, that you, Lord, have the peace that passes all understanding. So, Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father, now, and just pray for whatever she needs. Every event that she's facing, Lord, again, we just ask you give her strength and peace to walk through this, to continue to hang on to you, Father. Lord, I pray for Bob and Nicole who are traveling today, Father. Again, I just ask you set angels around their vehicle to protect them from anything that the enemy would have to disrupt their trip. We just speak and declare, Father, that they're going to arrive at their destination safely, and we just praise you for that, Father. We thank you in advance for them arriving safely in Jesus' name. Pray for Ed Brown, Lord, again, and pray for Bailey. We don't need to know details, Lord. You do. You know. So, Lord, your will, God's will is for them to be healed, if that's what it is, Father, physically, mentally, emotionally. Situations made right, justice. Lord, you're the great I am. And, Lord, you told me some time ago that you are the great I am and you will not be mocked. So I don't know why that came to mind, Lord. So whatever their situation is, help them to declare that you will not be mocked, that they're going to hang on to you, Father. They're going to continue to bow their knee to you. They're going to continue to seek your face for advice, for direction of in their life. And I just bless them, Father, with complete restoration, if that be health, finances, whatever they need, Lord. I bless them help them, Father, to understand they have a divine purpose and destiny on this earth. And help them, Father, give them, open the windows of heaven so they can hear your voice and see your truth, that they are loved and accepted and valued by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And the Refuge Church, located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. And if you're going to go visit the Refuge Church, Pastor Tammy Bailey, you do have to put in East, or it will not get you there. If you do not have a home church, I really want to encourage you to go visit, check some out on Facebook, and then go visit in person. Mr. Les, would you care to share about your church, the church you attend, the location, the name, and the service times? We've just been doing that
okay.
for guests. That way it just gets it out there so people know, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I attend Trinity Fellowship, and just right along I-40, just east of Sayre, Oklahoma. Okay. And worship starts at 10 o'clock. And so we usually out there by 11:30 or quarter till 12. So, but it's a great place. It's Kingdom. Come as you are. You know, we don't dress up fancy, but.
Is that Pastor Andy Taylor?
Andy Taylor.
Okay, that's who I was thinking.
Right, right.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just good. It's just good down-home people. You know, everybody's welcome. We have people from all walks of life that, and what's really cool is we have time. Well, we've had people baptized, and it's really funny because there'll be one or two baptisms, and the Spirit will move, and pretty soon there'll be two or three other people walk up in their street clothes, go, I think I need to be baptized. So it's Spirit's moving out there. It's really awesome. So I praise the Lord for that.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. A word from the rest of our sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269. Or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Les German. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Smorgasbord, right? All over the place. Let me read some personal confessions. Romans 12:12, 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 20. Basically, it says, I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. That's why I said earlier, it takes a stronger person to follow Jesus Christ than follow the world, because we are to overcome evil with good. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Isaiah 54:14, I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. I think if we could see in the spirit realm, I mean, a lot of people do. I'm not saying I've asked the Lord about this. Lord, I want to see in the spirit realm, and then I kind of get the thought it would scare me.
There's some pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, and I've known people that can see in the spirit realm, and yeah. So maybe I shouldn't. Maybe that's not in my wheelhouse. Maybe I shouldn't be asking that, but. Anyway, Philippians 2, 9 and 11. Jesus is the Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. I declare Psalms 91, 10 and 11 over everyone listening, that no evil will befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over them, and they keep them in all their ways. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I fear not, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Psalms 1:3-5, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me. Proverbs 12:28, in my pathway is life and there is no death. We have got to understand, people, that God is for us, not against us. And I struggle with this. I'm not going to get the long detailed story, but I struggled with this years ago. We're kind of microwave Christians, you know. We get upset with God. God, I've been praying for like 3 minutes. Come on, you know. And he's going, oh, come on, Les, get a clue. This was a life-changing event that we were praying for and stuff, and I didn't see God moving for months and months and months. And I finally just was upset with the Lord and just, man, I was just really angry. You know, I don't see you moving. And he said, well, all the pieces are not in place yet on the other end of it. You know what I'm saying? And so I said, well, I don't understand, Lord. Well, he said, I don't show my hand to the enemy prematurely. I said, but you're God. He goes, I know. But Satan still is prince of the air. I'm sorry. Satan still has some, he has no authority. He has some power, though. Why? Because he steals it from us. Because we, sons and daughters of the Most High God, have the authority. Jesus went to Hades. Jesus went, got recaptured the keys to the kingdom, gave it to us, and we're still sitting back whining and complaining and, oh, poor me, all this and that, when we have the authority. Luke 10:19, Jesus told his disciples, which we are his disciples, he told the disciples, I give you all power over the enemy. Now, people understand something. This is not some pride thing. It's a responsibility. But the Lord just said, I don't show my hand to the enemy until it happens. And this is the sense I got. We serve a God of suddenlies. Okay? In other words, I know this is maybe a silly example, but if you're playing cards, you're not going to show your hand to the other players until, boom, it happens. Till boom, whatever. Poker or whatever it is, I don't play poker. I don't even know how. But my point is, you don't show your hand until you've won. Till boom, that happens. Well, God's the same way. He's not going to let the enemy in on his plans. Are you kidding me? So it might be the last second that all of this comes together. And wasn't Israel formed in a day? Yeah. So just hang tight, keep praying, knowing that God it's in God's hands and God's plans. And we want it now, but God's going, no, you don't. Trust me. But no, you're not. I'm not going to do this until I'm ready. Because whatever you're praying for, those pieces are not in place yet. Or that heart's not ready for those words that God's going to give you to deliver to that person. If you jump over there. So let's say you have a dream. This comes to mind. Let's say you have a dream about someone having an accident. You don't run to that person. Oh, I had a dream. You had a car accident. No. No, 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 no. Do not do that. Wait upon the Lord. Pray, Lord, when shall I even release this to that person? And if you get a yes, then still wait. Wait for the moment that God opens that door for you to deliver that. Don't just run over there because you're operating out of the flesh. Well, they might have it today. Well, God will tell you 10 minutes from now to call them or whatever. But my point is, we got to get this. Because what if you ran over there and told them, oh, I had a dream you had an accident. Now they're paranoid, you know, they're freaking out, and they have an accident because they're just shaken. And, you know what I'm saying, fearful. No, that's not God. So if you get a whatever, stop and think. All right, Lord, shall I release it, or is this just a way, a point of prayer? Do I just need to keep it to myself and pray for their protection, or do I need to release it to them? And if I need to release it to them, when? I don't want to step over God's plans. I don't want to get ahead of God. Bad things happen. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So that's why the Proverbs 12:18 says, in our pathway is life and there's no death if we follow God. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I can go on and on, but I just want people to understand that you're valuable to the kingdom, that you are accepted, you are valued, and you have a purpose to advance God's kingdom. But you're not going to be advancing God's kingdom if you use the enemy's weapons. Okay? You can't do that. You got to use God's weapons. And a lot of that is just being still. Doesn't the Bible say, be still and know that I am God? Keep praying. But I want to call. No, don't do it. I want to get in there. I want to be the judge, jury, and executioner. I'm sorry. That's playing in the enemy's camp. That's advancing the enemy's agenda. So, anyway, I just want to know that, I want you guys to know that God loves you. Jesus, I really believe this. Jesus hung on the cross and saw in the future and saw your face. Saw your face and said, do I love them enough to die for them? Without even thinking, he goes, yep, I love them enough to die for them. That to me is such an incredible sacrifice. I can't even wrap my brain around it. My two little brain cells just can't comprehend the love that he has for us. And anyway, so I just want to be the doer of God's word. I want to see the wrongs righted, but in God's plan and his timing. I think there's judgment coming to people that have refused to bow their knee, that even deny his existence, that have done some evil things that I think there's lots of stuff that's happening that if we knew, it would just turn our stomachs. Satanic ritual abuse, all that stuff, I can get into that. But I just want to obey the Lord and know that there's a harvest coming, because his spirit's going to get released like it's never been released throughout all of history. And so as that spirit of the Lord is released, there's going to be people that are going to be turning to other Christians going, how do I do this? Okay? There was a, I won't say what bike group, but it was what they consider an outlaw bike group, okay, motorcycle group. And this guy had done some terrible things. I don't know if he was one of their enforcers or not, but I think that's kind of what. Anyway, he became a Christian. God pulled him out of that outlaw bike group. And the friend of mine was telling me about it. And I guess at a meeting, this guy leans over to him and said, I don't know how to do this. And my friend says, don't worry about it. You've got friends that are Christians. I'm here to help you. We'll get through this. It'll be fine. But I think that, to me, that is a miracle. Because I'm telling you, folks, you just don't leave an outlaw. It's kind of it's a gang. You don't leave a gang. I'm sorry. They're coming after you. It's kind of a life lifelong commitment. But God snatched him out of that group, and now he's a Christian. Well, I think as he grows and matures in the Lord, that he's going to be sent back. There's going to be other bikers that are going to be sent across his path, that he's going to be able to speak life and will help them overcome the evil. So, Lord, I bless him in Jesus' name and the purpose that you have for him and the souls that are going to be won for your kingdom through that group in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, this, in the very beginning, you mentioned the country. And in church, Pastor Dwight, he was teaching, and, you know, he was speaking about, first of all, this country was founded by a group of people from England.
Yep.
And the reason why they left England was because they wanted freedom to worship.
That's right.
In truth, in spirit, and in truth. Instead of who, I think it was it King James?
They had one religion. They had one church.
Yes.
The Church of England you had to belong to.
Yes. Well, they came over here and created and built this country under the covenant of our Lord God.
That's right.
And nowhere, and I found this very interesting because I've heard this, I'm 50 and I've heard this growing up, talking about separation between church and state. Nowhere. That was written in a letter.
Right.
That's not in the Constitution.
That's right.
That came from a personal letter.
Jefferson.
So let's get it untwisted.
That's right.
Let's get it untwisted and let's get it back together the way it was supposed to be in the beginning.
That's right.
Let's get back to the basics.
Yep. God's helping us with that. See that. The founders, really what Jefferson wrote that letter.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and people, you know how the enemy can twist things.
Yeah.
It usually, in essence, it's a one-way door. In other words, the government cannot impose restrictions. They cannot tell that you have to worship this way, you can't worship at all. In fact, I just read in Nicaragua, he's shutting down all the churches. Mm. Ortega's shutting down all the churches. They're burning churches. They're taking some, you know, with a Catholic church, they have a lot of icons, in other words, pictures, statues of Jesus, and they're taking them out and destroying them. And they're persecuting the Christians. I mean, the whole country is like, oh, are you kidding me? Well, what I know is that it's a one-way door here in this country. In other words, the politicians or the government cannot tell us how to worship, but people are, the door is open for them to enter politics, enter the government. Because if you will, I've got some school books back in, they're ancient, antique school books that were third and fourth, fifth, sixth grade, back in the 1800s, and there's all kinds of biblical references that our kids, those kids were learning in school at that time. And we have gone so far away from that. I'm sorry. Back in the day, they kicked God out of school. Well, guess what? The enemy jumped right in there. There's a void, so it's not rocket science. So, but yeah, we need to pray for those people in Nicaragua, Lord, again, everything, the Bible, I'll just declare this. What the enemy intends for God's going to turn to good. So, Lord, we just know that you're on the scene there and here, everywhere, that your people are persecuted, Lord. And we just thank you in advance for turning that situation around to your purpose and your destiny in Jesus' name. Amen.
When they came over here, they put a puzzle together. Over time, people have gotten in their fields. And began to remove pieces from the puzzle. And the enemy is watching. When God's people remove a piece of a puzzle, the enemy takes note.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the enemy copies that piece. But it's counterfeit.
Yep.
It is fake. It's a mirage. As people of God, we have to get back to the basics.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I've thought this for a long time, that our hearts are made up like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And there's family, there's spouses, people have a lot of pieces that help me feel. But there's a Christian blues group called New World Sons, and I think they're out of Atlanta or somewhere down there. But anyway, they had this song, and it said, "Lord, there's a hole in my heart, and it's shaped like you." Mm-hmm. So there's a piece missing from our heart. God has the piece. People try sex, drugs, and rock and roll to fill that. Well, there's nothing that will fill that to make us whole other than the peace of God. And when we come to the throne, ask forgiveness, accept the Lord as our Savior, He's got that last piece that can make us feel whole.
Amen.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
Amen. You have been. Thank you, first of all. Thank you, sir, for coming in. I really appreciate it. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Ethan, and from Mr. Les German. Y'all have a blessed Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.